If you're visiting with us, or this is your first time here, you haven't been with us very long, we at New Hope Community Church take our missions outreach very seriously. I would say that we could be designated as a missions church. And one of the things about missions work that we read in the book of Acts is that when Paul and Barnabas went on their first missions trip and they came back, they reported back to the congregations that had sent them, the church at Antioch first and then going back to Jerusalem. And they wanted to tell those who had been praying for them, who had supported them, the wonderful things that God was doing on the mission field. Well, last week, as most of you know, we were in Appalachia, in eastern Kentucky, in a very depressed part of the country, and we were ministering to the people up there. We had a marvelous group, 15 people, 11 of which were our youth. And every time when we come back from a missions trip, we exercise that biblical example, and we give them an opportunity to tell you what went on in their hearts, or what an event that occurred. So I'm going to ask the team to come on up here and just kind of stand here behind me. You know the drill, most of you. And Brother Byron has the microphone. And they'll stand in order. I want each one of you to come up and take the mic and just tell us who you are. Your name is all we need. And then a short indication of what this trip meant to you and how the Lord blessed you with it. So with that, and then I will come back, and there is a message, and believe it or not, I will try to tie them what we just read into what these youngsters are saying. So, Brother Caleb, you're up first, so come on up and tell us.
Good morning. My name is Caleb Walters. This is my second missions trip to Kentucky. I just want to thank you all for your praise and support during my time in Kentucky. I really enjoyed sharing the gospel to all the people, and a lot of them were pretty much focused on what we were doing. My favorite part of the mission trip was painting the house for kind lady, Miss Dora. She was really happy when we were done painting her house. It was such a great experience sharing the good news on the mission trip.
Good morning. My name is Michael, and this is my sixth missions trip and my second one to Kentucky. I'd like to thank the congregation for all their financial support and the prayers. And overall, this was a great trip. There was a lot of working with painting Miss Dora's trailer home and ministry with children, and we even went to a nursing home. Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chan. And the part of the trip that impacted me the most was that the simple act of painting Miss Dora's house could bring her to tears of gratitude. It showed me that God really did call me to go on this mission trip and that he works in mysterious ways. Thank you.
Morning. My name is Isaiah. This is my second mission trip. And personally, I had lots of fun working with the kids and worshiping God. And my favorite part that impacted me the most was when Miss Dora saw the final product of her house and she broke out into tears. That was my favorite part. Working with the kids was also a great blessing too. And everything we did in Kentucky was in God's control. And I would like to thank you all for your support and your prayers. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Haley. I'm 16 years old, and this is my sixth missions trip. This is my second missions trip to Kentucky, and this trip has impacted me in more ways than one. Last year, a group of girls came in wearing lots of makeup. This year, they came in wearing no makeup because they knew we don't care about looks. We care about them being in our family and God's family. Many of the kids from last year came in, and we remembered them, and they remembered us, and the smiles on their faces was a gift from God on a missions trip that was for God's purpose. What you don't know is how much your prayers and support help. In the middle of the week, many of us were getting headaches or car sick, and your prayers and a little bit of medicine helped. Thank you for your prayers and support.
Hi, I'm Marissa Wheeler. I'm 17. Thank you all so much for the past 5 years praying for me and my family, because we've all been on mission trips. You guys are such a blessing, and I just want to let y'all know that I wouldn't be here today if it weren't for the love of God and the prayers of this amazing church. I've been on 8 mission trips now, and every time I come back home, I've grown stronger in the Lord. This trip was a blessing to me because I got to see all the kids from last year, because I was in Kentucky last year. They came back to hear the gospel again, and that was really nice. Throughout the week, I've noticed my team members sharing the gospel on their own and to those around them. Several people on the plane asked about us, and instantly we were talking about where we were going or what we were doing. And for example, I shared the gospel to a lady at Taco Bell. That was fun. She wanted to tell her husband, and maybe that will spread to all the Taco Bell staff. I'm so glad I was able to watch my friends constantly grow in their faith. Thanks for your prayer and support. God bless not only us on this trip, but us as a church. Thank you, and to God be the glory.
Hi, everyone. My name is Abdel Lucian. It was a great pleasure for me to go to Kentucky. Thanks to the Lord. My favorite part of the trip was when we were doing the skits. During the skits, many of the kids learned that Jesus is the bread of life and the only way to go to heaven. I enjoyed showing the kids the Word of God, and I hope New Hope Community Church would continue to come to Kentucky to show the kids more about God. Thank you for this opportunity and for your prayers. I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. My name is David, and this is my first missions trip, and probably one of my favorite parts of the mission trip was painting the house. And I remember when it was the end of the week that Pastor Kirby told us that Miss Dora, when she saw the final product of the house, and she just broke down and cried. And I was thinking that that's great, because God obviously did that. And I'm just so happy that we were able to go back. And this is my first mission trip, and I'm just happy to go with everybody. And I couldn't ask for a better team, because most people wouldn't be like as supportive as they were and stuff like that. And I remember when I went into the plane coming back, and I met this guy, and his name was James. And I don't even think it was 5 minutes being on the plane, and as soon as I told him we were on a mission trip, he said oh man, that's great and stuff like that. And he inspired me and stuff like that to go back. So if you would ask me if I wanted to go again, I would say yeah. So thank you.
Hello, my name is Dominic Lucian. This was my first missions trip. I would like to thank New Hope for including me with this trip. I have seen many teams come to Haiti to serve there, so I'm very happy to come in the United States to serve in Kentucky. My favorite part of the mission trip was the skits. I enjoyed acting out the Bible stories for the children to teach them more about God's Word. I would also like to thank Pastor Kirby for the Bible lessons that he was teaching us in devotions every afternoon. That really helped me to trust Jesus more. Thank you for your prayers and for supporting this trip and for your blessings.
Hi, good morning, church family. My name is Shardell. I just wanted to thank all of you for your prayers and support toward our mission trip. My trip to Kentucky was so wonderful. I had such a great time. I can't forget about the house we painted for such a great lady and her grandson. Her name was Miss Dora, and his name was Zach. He was very funny and helpful. My favorite part of the mission trip was having a great time at the nursing home and singing songs and watching them so educated in what we do. They really loved it. And personally, I wanted to say that a girl, she came up to me on Wednesday and she said, "Do you know what's my favorite part on Wednesday?" She's learning about Jesus. I was in tears when I heard that. I couldn't believe it. It was such a great time in Kentucky, and I wanted to thank you for your prayers and support. Thank you.
My name is Anthony St. Cyr, and this is my first mission trip with New Hope, or any church for that matter. And I thank everyone for their support, but more, I think I just want to thank everyone for being there with us, not just for your support here, but your support in Kentucky. And in the church, I try to help as much as I can with setting up and just being there for everyone whenever I can. And the trip made me realize that as one person, I can't help as much as I can with a group like this or a church as you guys are. You showed me that a church home is where someone belongs and that you need this to go along with life. And I just wanted to thank you all for that opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you all. What a blessing. What wonderful testimonies. Let's give the whole group a great big hand. Thank you. It's a great blessing for Kay, and y'all can sit, unless you'd like to stand there for the rest of the message. It's always a privilege to work with such wonderful young people. And if you don't think they make a footprint in a world where so many young people are turning to drugs and alcohol and all kinds of things, when a group like this comes and they can see the light of Christ in their eyes and in their actions and in their hearts, they make a huge impression. They leave a big footprint. So thank you. And I know I speak for Kay and for Miss Sherry and Miss Janet that we were very blessed to be with you. By the way, I should at least say that this trip would not have occurred if it were not for the tireless effort of our Director of Missions, Ms. Sherry Shoemaker. So thank you. It is so nice when a problem comes up. I don't even have to say, I don't know. I just say, ask Sherry. She handled all of the details of this trip.